Secretary, they talked about collaboration between at the junior college level, the university level, and how it seems to be working out well here. What are some specific things that you took away from this meeting that you think is working well here?
Yeah, I'm just extraordinarily impressed. And I think so much of what is happening here isn't just great for the children of this community, for the children of the state. I think it can be models for the country. And so much of what we do in education historically, we stay in our little silos. We stick in our little lanes. And that we have to behave in very different ways. And what's happening here, I think, are absolute models of collaboration. Having that close tie between the community college and the four-year institution, having a great feeder system, having folks expanding opportunities for students, sharing labs, making sure there's real rigor, is phenomenal to see. And I'm very concerned going forward about a huge shortage of math and science teachers. To see the Department of Science actively engaging with their students, advocating for them to become teachers, partnering with schools of education. This is just a breath of fresh air to see. So extraordinarily impressive. And we want to take to scale what's working. And there are great models like this around the country. And as I said, we're going to have a number of competitive opportunities for districts and states and institutions of higher education, community colleges, to put their best foot forward. And I would strongly encourage the community college, Texas A&M, the school district to be working together and demonstrate and be able to take to scale what's working and why this is such a positive and productive relationship.
We've seen the Department of Education and try and incentivize or get put forth incentives for local school districts to respond and to improve their academic circumstances. Do you see anything at the university level possible?
Yeah, well, all this stuff, we're looking for partnerships, and we have out now this Invest in Innovation Fund, $650 million, which is for districts, it's for states, it's for school, colleges, it's for nonprofits, to demonstrate what's working, and let's take it to scale. And we can show what you're doing to close achievement gaps and raise the bar for all students. We have a significant number of resources coming out to support great teachers and have better ways of retaining and compensating teachers who are doing a great job. We're making a huge investment around STEM education, $300 million. It's a huge percentage increase, so we're trying to put our money where our mouth is. There's a lot that's right here, and again, it's just so gratifying to see the hard work. And again, I know collaboration is easy. The theory's great. The reality can be messy and dirty, and see folks so passionately committed means the world to me.
Is it important when you said that collaboration is easy to talk about, it's a little bit harder to execute. Is it important that people drop their ideas of, for lack of a better term, fiefdoms, this is my area?
We have to. We have to. I mean, we have to educate our way to a better economy. In education, too often we love to point fingers and blame. Everybody blames somebody else. And we have to say, these are all our children. These are all our communities. We need to dramatically increase high school graduation rates. We need to dramatically reduce dropout rates. We need to make sure many more of our high school graduates are actually college and career ready. The only way we get there is if we all behave differently. And so we're challenging everyone to move outside of their comfort zones, to collaborate, and frankly, starting with ourselves. And I've said repeatedly that I think historically, we're trying to be very self-critical. The Department of Education has been part of the problem. We've been this large, compliance-driven bureaucracy, and we're trying to become this engine of innovation. So as hard as we're pushing everyone else to change, we're trying to lead by example and walk the walk. But again, I think what's happening here is way ahead of the curve most places nationally. And there's just a lot to be excited about.